Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Monday, July 11th, 2016. We're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio and Red Nation Rising Radio. Hey, you know what today is? Today is like my second favorite day of the year. Right behind Free Donut Day, well, today is Free Slurpee Day. Love free Slurpees. Now, on this day, you get a free small Slurpee from 7-Eleven. Any flavor you want. Now, the trick to today is if you're going to plan your route from A to B, make sure you don't hit too many 7-Elevens in a row because you'll get a tremendous brain freeze. You have to space them out, right? Like every 2 or 3 minutes or 2 or 3 miles, whatever it is, you got to space them out so you can maximize your free Slurpee exposure. I guess the most popular flavor is the Coca-Cola flavor, followed by Wild Cherry. They also have Sour Patch, Red Raspberry, Pineapple Mango, Fanta, Mountain Dew, all this stuff. Whatever happened to Slush Puppies? Remember Slush Puppies? They were good because you drink all the syrup out and be left with like a cup full of ice. I like those. I don't know. They're all gone. Slurpees are in. All right. Let's get to today's headlines. If you live in Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, or Georgia, you might be surprised to learn that your state might not be yours much longer. And in response to the violent protests against law enforcement, are police departments about to change the way they handle these demonstrations? Also, Rudy Giuliani once again proves why no one says it better than New Yorkers. All that, plus has Trump finally landed on a VP? We could find out as soon as tomorrow. And Bernie Sanders proves his candidacy was never about winning the nomination or presidency. And finally, did you ever wonder what it would take to ship Justice Ginsburg overseas? We have the answer to that. You're not going to want to miss that one. All that plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the Rhino Report on this Monday afternoon. But first, let's kick the week off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I want you guys to go check out rhinoreport.com. Rhinoreport.com, we have a new article up there, okay, by Robert about minimum wage and the tax burden. Now, minimum wage, this argument is not going away, and this is a great article. You have to read it. Again, rhinoreport.com. And if you want to write for the show, we're always looking for more writers. We have 3 new ones now, so we have a bit of a stable, you can call it, a stable of writers, which is always good. And you can, of course, follow me on Twitter. We got like 300 new followers over the last like week and a half. Pretty good. It's at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. So at Rhino on air. And remember to check out all of your favorite old episodes. Hashtag Remember Dallas is getting a lot of attention. And you can find those on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. We also have My New York Values was good. Typewriter Tough Guys got a lot of attention. So check out the old ones. You don't want to, you want to get caught up. You want to be with us because we go really, really fast here. Because we do the show in New York and everything here is fast. We're not laid back. We hit the topics. We hit them hard, all right? So hang in there. You are listening to The Rhino Report now on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Gonna Bali Beach Hotel, Mommy's Hawaiian Hotel.
Aloha. Experience your home away from home, being beachfront at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Begin your getaway. Relax in on over 11 acres of tropical Hawaiian gardens at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Voted Best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Just walking around the grounds with all the tropical vegetation, relaxing poolside, or kicking back in the sun on the world-renowned Kaanapali Beach makes you feel like you're home in paradise. There's a package to fit all your needs. Wedding, honeymoon, activities, private parties, great food, or just good old beach fun. The hotel perpetuates the Hawaiian tradition at its best. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
All right, welcome back to this Monday show on the Rhino Report. You know, some of you who are avid listeners, you know that I have this, I don't know, I guess weird fascination with our Earth and geology and the cosmos and how we formed and all that stuff, which is why I don't subscribe to the theory of global warming. Anybody who has even an elementary education of how our Earth operates, you can't even ponder the idea of global warming being due to us. Nothing we do has anything to do with global warming. Maybe 4% of it. 4%. And, you know, I was looking this weekend, and there were an inordinate number of earthquakes around the Ring of Fire. Tons. I mean, usually every day there's like, what, 50 or 60 or something like that? Small ones, very subterranean, 200 miles down. But there were a lot this weekend. I mean, just an absolute ton. And there are some articles coming out now suggesting maybe by scientists that something is gearing up to happen potentially along the San Andreas Fault out there in California. Now, you guys out there, you're always kind of prepared for this, right? Because the ground shakes all the time. So here in the East, it doesn't shake that much. Only if Michael Moore falls off his chair, something like that. Then it shakes a little bit. But scientists are saying that a 7.8 earthquake at the southern end of the San Andreas Fault would shake for about 2 minutes, kill 1,800 people, injure 53,000 people, and cause $213 billion in damage. That's a lot. It would also cut off the lifelines to about 20 million people. So I'm not sure how prepared you are out there. I'm not even sure if you can get prepared for something like that. But our Earth is it's an interesting thing because we can predict very, very little of what actually happens here. And, you know, getting back to the global warming thing for a second, global warming has more to do with our Earth's core cooling over time and weakening the electromagnetic field around our planet, which allows the sun's radiation to penetrate more, than anything else. Our Earth has gone in cycles, right? There are warming periods, there are cooling periods, millions of years before we were even here. Millions of years. And there are only three greenhouse gases: water vapor, methane, and CO2. Those are the only three. Despite what your bleeding-heart, tree-hugging, liberal science teacher told you, those are the only three. The most prevalent of those three is water vapor. 95% of all greenhouse gases are water vapor. 4% CO2, 1% cow farts, methane. That's what it is. So, the global warming thing, that's why I don't subscribe to it. I don't believe it. It's an agenda pushed by scientists who need funding. They find a problem, they say, oh, you have to fund us. You know, most scientists work on grants. Even these studies that are done at colleges, they all get grants. So you have to find a problem in order to get grant money for it. If you say everything's okie dokie, right? Or as President Obama would say, okie doke. Remember that? Okie doke. Then you don't get any money. They just don't give it to you. Because everything's fine. You gotta find a problem. Always gotta find a problem. And so we've concerned ourselves with the 4% of greenhouse gases, the CO2, right? The progressives look back and they say the Industrial Revolution and Hummers and pickup trucks and all this stuff. All bad. All so bad. Love nuclear power. They love that. They love electric power. Well, how do you think you get electricity? Where do you think it comes from? You snatch it out of the air? No, you have to burn coal for that. Or have nuclear. And what's the exhaust of nuclear? Water vapor. That's what it is. That contributes more to global warming than anything else. So, I have this fascination with our planet, and these earthquakes concern me a little bit. I mean, I don't live out in California, so I guess I shouldn't be that concerned about it, but I guess if you're out there, be ready. Be ready. I'm sure you guys probably are already ready. Can I say that? Already ready? Does that make sense? I don't know. I don't care. It's Monday. Let's talk about a poll that we talked about very, very briefly on the weekend show. And this was the three-way poll that Rasmussen did. Now, on Thursday, they released a two-way poll. It wasn't a gun-to-head poll. Those are the best polls. Are you going to vote yes or no? Gun-to-head, who do you vote for, Hillary or Trump? Don't give me this undecided stuff. There's no undecided lever in the voting booth. Who would you vote for? Now, you don't see too many of those right now. So they released this head-to-head, which had an undecided column in it, on Thursday. And then Friday, they released a three-way that has Hillary, Trump, and then Gary Johnson. This showed Trump at 40, Clinton at 38, and Johnson at 9. Now, in the Thursday poll, Trump also had a two-point lead in that one as well. So that's worth noting. The lead sustains here. Now, this poll is interesting because Gary Johnson is not going to be on the ballot in every state. Neither is Jill Stein, which is probably why she is left out of this poll. I'm not sure how many states she will be in, maybe 25, 30. I don't think it's going to be all 50. I think she's missed some deadlines somewhere. In this survey, it was 1,000 likely voters. All right, 1,000 likely voters. Last month, Trump got 37% in this three-way, and now he gets 40. He's up, okay? Clinton stays at 38. So it looks like some of these never-Trumpers who were going to go for Gary Johnson are kind of seeing, well, maybe not. Now, this is all before the articles last week, or Saturday was it maybe, that they were handing out marijuana at the Gary Johnson rally. I'm not sure if his campaign handed it out, whatever it was. There was a lot of marijuana going around at that event, which I would think you'd have to be high to vote for him to begin with. But, so she's starting to level off. Clinton is definitely leveling off. Now, we're going to talk about Bernie Sanders in a minute here. But I want to let you know, her numbers from Bernie, they're already baked in. They're baked in. When she became the presumptive nominee, he would have needed to immediately endorse her. Maybe a week, 2 weeks later, not a month and a half. People have already assumed that he will endorse her, and that's because he has not gone around saying he's not going to. If he was going around saying, you know what, I just can't support her, she's crooked, she's a criminal, she's in bed with Wall Street, the same things that he's been saying for the last 8 or 9 months during the primary process, the numbers wouldn't be baked in. People would say, okay, let me hold out and see where crazy Uncle Bernie's going. Where's he going? What's he going to do? Third party? Is he going to endorse? That would keep her numbers down. The fact that he's been mum, that he hasn't said much, is what tells me this is baked in. It's like when the Fed says about a week before, nah, we're probably not going to raise rates at our meeting next week. Well, the market gets a little undulation in it, and it bounces a little bit. You get a roller coaster, small roller coaster, baby roller coaster for a couple of days, and then it's evened out, and when they actually announce no rate hike, well, nothing really happens. That's because it's baked in. People already know what the answer probably will be. The same thing is here. If she gets 1 or 2% from this endorsement she's about to get tomorrow, in this week's Rasmussen, I would be very, very surprised. That would be about the most I would think she would get. Now, unaffiliated voters in this three-way poll, Trump at 41 and Clinton at 24. Wow. We're seeing this in more and more polls. And that independent number, that unaffiliated number, it's not going down. We're going to keep talking about this when we come back. Hang in there. Quick little break. You're listening to the Rhino Report.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Hope you guys had a great weekend out there. It wasn't too bad here weather-wise. It was, I don't know, 80 degrees, humid, if you like that sort of thing. I suppose it's right up your alley. Talking about this Rasmussen poll. Donald Trump, this is a three-way poll. Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Gary Johnson. No Jill Stein in this one. Trump gets 72% of GOP voters, and Clinton gets 74% of Democrat voters. So we've been seeing over the course of the last, let's say, 4 weeks, we had a presumptive nominee on both sides. We've been seeing Clinton getting the higher number of her own party. Now, initially, she was getting somewhere around 80 to 84% of her own party. In the three- or four-way race, too, not just in the head-to-head. Donald Trump was getting somewhere in the 64 to 68% area. Now, we've seen his support among GOP voters come up, and we've seen Hillary's go down. 44% of Democrats in this poll say they would vote for Sanders if he was on the ballot, either as a third party or the nominee, and 44% say they wouldn't. So they're split. Has Bernie lost some of his influence? Yeah, it seems like he has. Now, this happens a lot in primary seasons. You have that one renegade candidate. It doesn't happen every year, but you'll get those renegade candidates, and they'll have just this unwavering support. We saw that with Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, his voters, wanted nothing to do with Donald Trump. They wanted nothing to do with Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, John Kasich, any of them. Now, on the Democrat side, a little bit different. Only two real candidates. I mean, what was his name? O'Malley dropped out before the first ballot was cast in Iowa. It was like that day he dropped out. Pretty pathetic. So, is Bernie's influence going away? Is it not what it was 8 weeks ago? And the answer to that is yes. The answer to that is yes. I think the Democrats realize most of the ardent Bernie supporters aren't big fans of Hillary. Now, he did not go after Hillary the way he should have. The way he should have if he wanted to win, that is. And I think his supporters knew he really couldn't if he wanted to have any standing in the party. And when they draw up their party platform, which we're going to talk about here in just a second. But one last number. 44% of people in this poll think it would be good for the U.S. to have a truly competitive third party. And 36% believe that a third party could win the presidency in the next 10 years. That's not a high number. It's just higher than we've seen in the past. Usually people are in the 8 or 9% area thinking that a third party could win. Now, Donald Trump is essentially running a third party campaign. It's silly to think he's not. That's really what he's doing. Now, which is what's keeping that number up, really. Let's talk about Bernie here just for a second. I mean, he doesn't deserve a lot of our attention, but he's going to be supporting Hillary tomorrow. Again, not totally unexpected. What was he going to do? What was he going to do? The whole party would have blamed him if he went third party and she lost because of him. That would have been the excuse. The excuse wouldn't have been scandals or emails or a predatory husband. None of that stuff. That wouldn't have been the excuse because Hillary is the queen. She needs her coronation. The problem would have been Bernie Sanders. Now, he has been with the Democrat Party here, talking with them, negotiating with them over the last few weeks, either himself or his surrogates, trying to develop the new party platform for the Democrat Party. And they're calling it the most progressive platform in party history. That tells you something about what they came up with. Now, whenever you get all these people in a room, right, and no one's particularly intelligent, you come up with pretty unintelligent things. So far, on the party platform is a call for a $15 an hour federal minimum wage, which, if you have even taken the most basic economics class, you know is not possible. They also want to break up Wall Street banks. That's in the party platform, which is awfully odd, seeing as how Wall Street banks essentially fund the Clinton Foundation and Hillary Clinton. But they want to break those up. They want to end the death penalty. That's not new on the platform. That's been there for a while. That's a state's issue. That's a state's issue. Supreme Court has said that many times. That is up to the state. And of course, global warming is a big issue. It's a big issue. And they want to just get rid of fracking altogether. No fracking. This is... they also want to get rid of the Hyde Amendment. Now, the Hyde Amendment is what keeps public dollars from being spent on abortion. And they want to get rid of it. In fact, they support Planned Parenthood so much, the Democrat Party, that they have named Planned Parenthood in their party platform. When was the last time you saw a private company named in a party platform? We gotta finish talking about this, guys. Hang in there. Quick little break. We'll be back.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company, and you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually, so you can do your part for our California drought, save water, and at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water, too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
Here's an important announcement for prescription drug users. If you take Synthroid, Lipitor, Crestor, Nexium, or any other expensive prescription medication, we guarantee you're paying too much. A new program is now making these important drugs available at a fraction of the local pharmacy price. For example, 100 milligram Synthroid in your local pharmacy is about a dollar a pill. The exact same medication is about 30 cents a pill. You can save up to 70% on most of the top 200 drugs prescribed by U.S. physicians. Call right now and see if you qualify to get this special offer of a three-month supply of most of the top-selling prescription drugs for less than $100, plus shipping and handling. Call right now toll-free and start saving on medication for you and your family. Call now. 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, welcome back to the show. So, Democrats are calling their new platform the most progressive in party history. Again, the $15 an hour minimum wage they're looking for. They want to break up the Wall Street banks. They want to end the death penalty. They want to get rid of the Hyde Amendment that prevents public money from being spent on abortions. They want to eliminate greenhouse gases. They want to save the world. Save it. Only they can save it. They also want to give free in-state college tuition to people who make less than $125,000 a year. So my question there, obviously, is, well, who pays for it? Who's going to pay for it? Of course, you know, it'll be state money, but they have to increase taxes somewhere. Someone's got to pay for it. And what do they say? What's the answer to that altogether now? The top 1%. That's what they say. Well, what I say is, what happens when they leave? What happens when they do what Warren Buffett does and only take or report a $75,000 salary on their IRS documents? That's all he reports. He has money everywhere, but that's what he pays himself. What happens when that happens? Well, they'll always be a top 1%, right? Well, eventually that's the 2% and the 3%. And then we get down into the 5%, which winds up being a lot larger swath of people, and they see what the ones above them did, and they start doing that. Ah, lo and behold, doesn't work. It doesn't work. You have to pay for a service. That's how an economy generates what we like to call money. That's how it happens. You don't generate money by printing more of it or taxing through the nose those who produce it. That's not how you generate it. Basic economics tells you that. Very, very basic. We're talking like probably high school. So you don't need your free college to understand what I'm talking about. Just like $15 an hour. It can't work. It doesn't work. You can't pay somebody more for the same job that they've been doing. Right? You have to market yourself. When you go for a job interview and they say, we'll pay you $8 an hour, and you say, well, how about $9? You can negotiate these things. They're negotiable. If you don't negotiate, well, whose fault is that? You're going to rely on the government to pay you more money? Now, this is all going to start with the fast food joints, right? That's where it's all going to start. You have the SEIU, AFL-CIO, they're funding all these protests. Now, this is kind of taking a back seat right now because of all the issues with the police officers and Black Lives Matter. This is kind of taking a back seat. But it's a big deal. It could economically ruin this country. Absolutely ruin it. What happens when you have a business owner that says, well, listen, I could afford three of you at $10 an hour, but I can only afford two of you at $15 an hour. Now, there are those out there who are trying to put up legislation that says you will be fined if you lay somebody off due to the increased minimum wage. Where have we gone? What have we become that that seems acceptable to us? Or even just half of us. Half of us think that's an acceptable piece of legislation. That you can tell a small business owner how much they can pay somebody, and if they don't want to pay them, if they can't afford to pay them, you'd rather see them go out of business than lay somebody off. Unacceptable. Unacceptable. We talked about with the fast food workers and unions before, right? If each person, 3 million fast food workers in this country, each person pays $25 a month in union dues, which is not a high amount. That would be on the low end of most unions. These unions make like $60 million a month. A month! That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to influence, guess what? Hillary Clinton. Lot of money. I'm not altogether opposed to unions, I'm not. I believe skilled trades should have unions. Iron workers, steam fitters, plumbers, carpenters, boilermakers, those are skilled trades. Those are skilled trades that build cities. No one has ever built a city out of French fries. It has never happened. Never ever. Maybe in a third grade diorama, they built a city out of French fries. Never in real life. Enough with the unions, enough with the minimum wage, doesn't work. It shouldn't be a living wage. You shouldn't live off of minimum wage. But when you start giving people more money, guess what they do? They vote for you. Very, very simple. All of these new ideas in the new Democrat platform, they are all geared towards the minority voter. They're geared to those they want to let into the country, the illegals that they want to give voting rights to. That's what they're geared to. It's all about getting votes. This is not complicated. This is not rocket science. The average person out there has to look at this and say, what are you, nuts? Are you nuts? If you don't like the way our country is, if you don't like that we are somewhat of a conservative republic, if you don't like that, you are free to leave. Free to leave. There is a very, very small portion of people that think this is the answer, that this is the way to go. Your party platform is always your most ardent people. They're the ones that are really into it. The furthest left and the furthest right. Those are the ones who write the party platform. But it's their vision. It's the vision that should scare you. It's the Alinsky vision, the Sanders vision. And Clinton, she'll do anything. She will do absolutely anything to get elected. Up, oh, $15 an hour? Sweet, I'm all over it. Even though yesterday I said $12 an hour. Oh, no more Hyde Amendment? I'm cool there, too. Cool there, too. Oh, Wall Street banks have been paying me millions of dollars over the year? No problem, let's get rid of them. She will say anything. She's like a used car salesman. They'll tell you anything you want to hear. Yeah, guess what? It flies. Yeah, it flies. It's perfect. You'll love it. Just go 88 miles an hour, hit the flux capacitor, and it flies. Goes back in time, too. They will tell you anything. This is what Hillary Clinton does. It's absolutely unbelievable to somebody with, like me, who has half of a working brain, to think anybody could get behind this party platform. It goes against everything we believe in as Americans. Just read it. You're going to see excerpts here and there. They're Daily Caller, Breitbart, Town Hall, whatever. Read the actual party platform and think to yourself, who believes this stuff? Who believes it? Don't own a business, because we're going to make sure you go out of business. Yeah. Pay people more, even though they don't deserve it. It's up to the business owner if they feel their employees deserve more money. And you know what? If you're an employee and you don't agree with that, you can leave. Yeah, that's the great things. There's not just one company that makes tires. There's a million of them. Go make tires somewhere else. We'll be back in a minute here on the Rhino Report. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, we're talking about the DNC new party platform, the way America should be, right? Well, see, here in New York, I have the distinct pleasure of being friends with a lot of, well, Democrats, I guess. You know, you can't hold it against them. They're not terrible people. They're just, they don't know any better. But they have even told me, privately, that they don't understand what their party is doing, right? They support things like pro-choice. They support things like the person's ability to go to a place like Planned Parenthood. But when they hear, because they just don't know, right? Much in the way that Democrats have kept all of their up-and-comers out of the way, they keep a lot of the truth out of the way of their voters. A lot of these people don't know that Planned Parenthood is a government-subsidized program that makes money. Now, things that are government-subsidized. Let's look for a second at a local parks department. Okay, you live in a nice little town or a county, and they have a pool and maybe some slides there or an ice rink, something like that. That stuff doesn't make money. I have worked at them. Believe me. They operate in a deficit every single year. Now, maybe they bring in someone privately to run it, different story. I'm talking about a county or town-run facility. They don't make money. They get subsidized through taxpayers so they can keep the parks open for children and families to go have fun, a place to hang out, have lunch, go ice skating, go swimming, whatever. But they don't make money. Something like Planned Parenthood makes money. Why do they need a government subsidy if they make money? They don't. Now, a lot of people don't know that. They hear, oh, Republicans want to get rid of Planned Parenthood, blah, blah, blah. No, that's not why. Keep Planned Parenthood. You know what? Personally, I don't care. If someone wants to do that, who am I to tell them what they can and can't do with their body? I find it repugnant personally, but that's just me. I still don't have the ability to tell you what to do with your body. But they shouldn't be government subsidized. Now, a lot of people don't understand what these platforms are about. Now, I don't have too many friends who are business owners who are Democrats. A few. Very, very few. Most of my business owner friends are Republican or conservative, actually. It just kind of shows you which way people go. But this party platform is... It's an atrocity. It's an absolute atrocity. If this was my party, I'd leave. I would. Absolutely. You can care about the environment. You know what you can do? Here's what you can do. You can go plant some trees. Or you can go to your local park that has, maybe you see you have some mountains and you go mountain climbing or whatever, and trees fall down. You can go clear the trail. You can do things other than say, SUVs are bad. That does nothing. You know what that is? That's like the person who sits in the stands at a baseball game and yells helpful hints like run faster and throw the ball harder. That's what you're doing. It's hot air. It's nothing. It does nothing. Oh, the fan said I should run faster? Why did I think of that? I'll run faster now. That's all you're doing. That's all you're doing. And when you get these electric cars, these Teslas, guess what they use? Electricity, which is produced by, bing, 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 coal. Coal. Burning fossil fuels. Ugh, unbelievable. I get pent up on the weekends. I gotta get it all out on Mondays. Gotta get it out on Mondays. All right, let's talk about Donald Trump. Let's switch gears to Donald Trump. Does he have a VP? Do we know yet? Well, 95% chance, according to insiders, at Governor Mike Pence of Indiana. A little surprising to me, a little bit. It's a safe choice. That's what I feel like it is. Now, it's not safe for Governor Pence. He has to choose by Friday whether or not he will look for re-election or be on the ballot as a VP. So we'll probably hear before the convention. Some are saying tomorrow. Trump just happens to be doing a rally on Tuesday in Indiana. So it's very possible we might hear tomorrow. Again, I believe safe choice for Trump. Newt would have been good. High on favorables, I get that. But could you imagine a debate, a VP debate with Newt Gingrich? He would annihilate anybody, the Democrat. They could put up, it wouldn't matter. They could put up anybody, and he would annihilate them. Who knows, maybe Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, maybe she'll be the VP. Oh, wouldn't that be great? I dream of that. I hope that happens. We've heard Jeff Sessions kicked around. I think he's happy in his cushy job as a U.S. Senator. I think he wants to be an advisor. Now, this weekend we heard about the retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Maybe Trump is seeing that the people are concerned now with terrorism, and I don't really know that that's a great way to go. The terrorism number in the polls goes up and down with what has happened lately. You saw it after San Bernardino, you saw it after Paris, you saw it, after Orlando. People get concerned about terrorism in polls, and it bounces around between 1 and 3. It's been in that area since 9/11. It's always in the top 3, but I think people understand that Donald Trump might have a better hold on that than some other people think. Who else do we have here? Oh, Chris Christie. He was my pony. I picked him, but some people are saying the New York, New Jersey thing. I don't think that's a big deal in this election. You know. Because what does Mike Pence do for you? Right? It's not like Trump is in any danger of losing Indiana. Indiana's going red. It always goes red. So I don't know what this does. Does it bring in the Never Trumpers? Because he supported Cruz? Yeah, I don't know. I still would have loved to see Ted Cruz. I would have loved that. get up there on stage, put your big boy pants on, hug it out, give it a nice bro hug, and wave to the crowd and say, we're heading to the White House. That would have worked for me. Mike Pence, safe choice, not guaranteed. All the betting odds are on him. And it looks like Lieutenant Governor Eric Holcomb will run for governor if Pence decides to join the Trump train as an assistant conductor. I don't know, guys. I don't know. We'll keep talking about this and a few more things when we come back. You're listening to The Rhino Report, the only place where radio kills the video star, here on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
From traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialists will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit Ka'anapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash, according to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us, The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Last segment here of today's Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Now, I messed up last week. I said, I'll see you guys Tuesday. I don't know why I was saying that at the end of the show. I just totally goofed. I guess subliminally I wanted to take today off, but didn't happen. Now, I wanted to talk about today about Black Lives Matter and the police and the new Black Panther Party, and I had all this stuff ready to talk about, and then we got carried away with the new Democrat Party platform, because it's just so absurd to me. So I want to save this for tomorrow, but I'm going to leave you with a cliffhanger. If you live in Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, Alabama, or Georgia, your state is about to be taken over by the Black Panther Party, the new Black Panther Party. I guess that's like when a Chinese place goes out of business, like a Chinese food place, that was like Best Wok, and then it's Best Wok 2 4 days later. I guess this is like the same thing. So it's the new Black Panther Party. I want to get that correct. I don't want to mess that up. Very important. All right. So that'll be tomorrow. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Let's talk about Germany. Now, a lot of you heard about what happened in Germany on New Year's Eve. There were a lot of widely reported sexual assaults against women, and these assaults had, the common theme here was most women were reporting that they were from people who appeared to be refugees. Middle Eastern men were sexually assaulting women on New Year's Eve in Hamburg and Cologne and all other parts of Germany. Now, this, for the most part, got really buried, right? You heard about it on Breitbart, and you heard it some other places, but I think O'Reilly might have touched on it one day. It didn't get a lot of airplay. Now, so apparently 1,200 women were sexually assaulted across the country on New Year's Eve, and that more than 2,000 men were allegedly involved. Now, only 120 suspects have been identified in this mass sex crimes, and most of them are foreign nationals, go figure. There was a leak, okay? There's a German paper that I can't pronounce the name of, I'm not even going to try, that had leaked some police documents that said that this was a problem, and they had these reports, and, let me give you the quote. There was an official, his name is Holger Munch. He's the president of the German Federal Crimes Police Office. He said there's a connection between the emergence of this phenomenon and the rapid migration in 2015. He also says that most of these suspects or these attackers will never be convicted. Never be convicted. There's not a lot of closed-circuit cameras in the cities in Germany. And, it's actually very hard to convict a rape in Germany. I think it's like, what is it, only 1 in 10 rapes get reported in Germany, and of that 1 in 10, only 8% actually result in convictions, because they don't have like a no-means-no statute in Germany. They're trying to work on one now. It may even be passed, but for the longest time, you had to prove, if you were a woman, or I guess a man, you had to prove that they were physical defense wounds, or else they wouldn't hear your case. So that's going on in Germany. Surprise, surprise. Now, what would it take? We're going to shift gears here from Germany to New Zealand. What would it take to ship Justice Ginsburg to New Zealand? What do you think it would take? Well, it would take Donald Trump winning the presidency. Yeah, she said that I can't imagine what this place would be. I can't imagine what the country would be with Donald Trump as our president. For the country, it could be 4 years. For the court, it could be, I don't even want to contemplate that. She says her husband used to say, now it's time for us to move to New Zealand. You know, so that would be it. She would go to New Zealand, she'd be gone, and Trump would be right. We'd have more justices to replace in the bench, and I'm okay with that. I'm fine with her going. In fact, I'll pay for the airfare if she wants to retire and go, if Trump wins. Now, the Bar Association is saying that judges should not endorse or publicly oppose other candidates for public office, but the Supreme Court, well, they meter themselves. Go figure. They meter themselves. Answer to no one. All right, guys. That's it for today. As usual, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad, and a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on it. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, guys, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.